It's being called the single deadliest attack in Somalia's history. A huge truck bomb that detonated in the middle of a busy Mogadishu intersection on Saturday. Its magnitude stunned a city already well accustomed to deadly bombings by the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab. Somalia's president, Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo, accused Al-Shabaab of the attack, although no one has yet claimed responsibility. Rashid Abdi, Horn of Africa project director for the International Crisis Group, says the horrendous loss of life eclipses anything seen in Somalia in the last 2 decades. He says the government needs to take greater precautions against vehicle-borne explosive devices.
For the next decade, Al-Shabaab will continue to be a threat, and I think they will continue to launch these kind of suicide attacks. So, you know, expectations are that as we go forward, Somalia will continue to improve its countermeasures in basically detecting and interdicting these kind of VBIDs.
Abdi says that the internal security apparatus in the country needs to be strengthened, but notes that the task cannot be completed in a day. He also notes the attack happened days after Somalia's defense minister and army chief of staff resigned.
And there have been, I think, consistent reports of friction within the security services themselves. So it is quite plausible that, you know, there was a serious lapse of security largely brought about by this crisis. That is quite conceivable.
Abdi Rashid Hashi, executive director of the Mogadishu-based Heritage Institute for Policy Studies, believes that something positive needs to come from the situation.
So I think the government, can do better. And the first order of business is to, you know, use this anger and this agony to galvanize the Somali people for a common agenda and a common, you know, common interest.
The president has declared 3 days of mourning, announced that flags would be flown at half-mast, and responded to the call for donated blood. Former Al-Shabaab commander Mukhtar Robo also donated blood, saying, "Those who are behind this, whose fingerprints are on this, must refrain from shedding the blood of Muslims and repent. You are not going to go to paradise by killing innocents." More than 30 severely wounded patients were airlifted to Turkey Monday, including a VOA freelance reporter. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.